Hello, thank you for calling customer service. My name is Betsy. How can I help you?
Yeah, I was calling in regards to I had ordered a watch back on let me see here. Trying to figure out the date. One second.
Yes, sir. Could I go ahead and get your zip code while you're looking for that so I can pull up your account?
Yeah, it's 48088.
Okay, can I have your first and last name, sir?
First name is Dave. Last name is S, like in Sam, IWKA.
Okay, thank you for that, sir. And for security purposes, could you verify your shipping address?
32661 Bunnert, BUNERT. That's in Warren, Michigan, 48088.
Okay, thank you for that, sir. I do see here that you ordered on October 18 the Hype Watch for $697.
Correct.
Okay, yes, sir. How can I help you today?
Okay, I got the watch.
Yes, sir.
Right? But I just looked at my new bank statement, and your company withdrew $59.97 on 11/04. From my account.
Yes, sir. On the 2nd of November, you were charged for the amount of $59.97 for the full amount of the price, for the full price of the watch that you ordered. What you had ordered was the 15-day trial for $697. Once that 15-day trial was over, you were supposed to give us a call to cancel the watch, so that way we did not have to proceed with the full charge of the product, which is the $59.97 that you see in your account.
Nobody told me that on the phone. Nobody told me that online, that I had to call and cancel.
Yes, sir. Do you recall checking a box that stated you were 18 years or older to purchase?
No, I was never asked that either.
Yes, sir. In order for us to process your account, you do have to check that box stating that you are 18 years or older. Within that box, you do state that you have read the terms and conditions, which we which is where the whole trial and the purchase expenses are explained. So these charges indeed are valid, sir.
Okay, well, you got a lawsuit on your hands, I can tell you that, because nobody informed me of that. I would have never spent $65 on a watch.
Well, I do apologize for the information that may have gone unnoticed, sir. What I can do for you is offer a 35% refund on the last on your charge.
Well, I don't want the $60 charge. I don't want the watch. If you want the watch, I'll send you the watch back. You can send me the $7 plus the $60.
Okay. Give me just 1 second, sir.
Mhm.
Okay, sir, after speaking to my supervisor, she agreed to give you a 50% refund on the charge for $59.97.
Yeah. Okay, you're gonna credit it right to my account, right?
Yes, sir. I can go ahead and let me place it. Give me just 1 second while I process it. And you should be able
okay.
to see it within 3 to 5 business days.
Okay.
Okay, give me just 1 second. Thank you.
Sure.
Okay, sir, I'm gonna go ahead and refund you the amount of $29.98, and you should be able to see it in your back in your account within 3 to 5 business days.
Okay. Now, from this point forward, I don't have to worry about you withdrawing any more money from my account.
No, sir, I went ahead and canceled your account. Would you like a confirmation number?
Yeah. So can you email me that? I don't know if you still have my email.
You should be able to receive.
Hold on a second. Hold on a second. Yeah, I'll write it down.
Okay.
Give me the number.
Okay, it's going to be C as in customer, 0, B as in boy, 1, 4, A as in apple, C as in customer, 2, 7, 7.
Okay, let me see. C and then 0, right?
Yes, sir.
Okay, and then B, 1, 4, A, CC 277?
Yes, sir.
Okay. Okay, thank you.
No problem. Is there anything else I could do for you today, sir?
No, that's it.
Okay, thank you for calling customer service. You have a great day.
Okay, you too. Bye-bye.
Thank you. Bye-bye.